Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, listeners, just a quick note before we start. Normally, in an interview podcast, we wrap things up with Brian's this or that. But in this episode, the this or that lightning round ended up being long enough for a part two. So for the first time in Podcast Envy history, here's part one of two of our interview with Shelley Starr. All right, so podcast episode number 114. Man.
Can you even hear us?
Nope.
For the record, Brian's wearing a space helmet now.
He looks like an astronaut.
I'm also emphasis trying to be in character.
You are a character, all right. The sunglasses are great, too.
It's killing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice little surprise.
Really bright in space.
Yeah. Actually, this could work out in our favor today, Bacon.
Yeah, it could.
Uh-huh. So he has no idea what we're saying right now, so it's great.
I mean, I can still hear you.
But if you talk quietly.
It's coming out of your mouth.
Quietly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear this.
You got to talk really quiet. Yeah.
All right.
So let's kick things off with some feedback. We got some listener feedback from our episode. If you remember, we talked about playlists.
Summer jams.
And we got a pretty decent amount of feedback on like people's suggestions for additions.
Nice.
First one actually is a friend of the podcast.
Okay.
A relative of the podcast.
Ooh.
Ben Dudley.
Oh, what's up, Ben?
Yeah, he wrote in, hey, what's up, brothers, after listening to the...
What's up, brothers?
What's up, brothers?
Hey, brethren.
I figured I'd share a few of my favorite summer Windows down tunes. Flagpole Sitta, Harvey Danger.
Mm. Ah, we used to play that.
We did.
You know, he actually said that's a song we would crush.
So we bring it back.
Maybe we bring it back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Citizen Cope.
What song?
Oh, Sun's Gonna Rise.
What is it?
Sun's Gonna Rise.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good one. It's been a long time since I've heard that one. The other one that I can think of is Bullet and a Target. Bullet and a Target.
I'm not really familiar with Citizen Cope, to be honest. Yeah. I've heard they're good.
I can tell. It's a guy.
All right.
Sade. Inside joke.
So do you guys want me to go through all the suggestions or just kind of like highlight some of the ones that I think are good?
Why don't you pick your top?
Didn't he have an honorable mention?
Oh, yeah, he did have an honorable mention. Honorable mention.
Honorable.
It's not recorded by us, but Hold On, We're Going Home.
What? That's a good summer jam.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
So here's someone else that wrote in. Her name is Kim. She says, hi, I have some suggestions for your summer playlist.
Ooh, okay.
Higher Love by Kygo, which I looked it up. It's Kygo featuring Whitney Houston because Kygo's a DJ, I think.
Okay.
Also, Electric Feel by MGMT. Watermelon High by Harry Styles.
Hi. Oh,
can't do that one. Sorry.
Hi.
We do the other one, though.
Watermelon Sugar.
Hi.
Hi.
And Stay by The Kid LAROI featuring Bieber, right? Bieber was featured on that one.
What was the one that we did? Without You.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Another one. Hello, Podcast Boys. That's a new one.
Ooh.
Here are some songs to the summer playlist. Closer by The Chainsmokers.
Okay.
Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Summer by Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Calvin Harris. Yeah. And Sundress by ASAP Rocky. I actually listened to that for the first time because of his suggestion. I think it's a good song.
Okay.
And finally, PNV, here are some songs that can be put on your playlist for the summer. You need to do more rock. So he added No More Tears by Ozzy Osbourne. And that's the one with the great guitar solo. I love that. Faith No More by Epic. I'm sorry, Epic by Faith No More.
And No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, good one.
And one of your favorite songs, Brian, Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Little pineapple head.
We're not doing it, guys.
I know. We've tried so many times to try to do that.
Really?
Brian's like, no.
You know what's funny about Mr. Jones is that song.
It's hard. It's hard to look at you with that helmet on.
Wow.
Wow. I feel like you're going to pull that on. Hey, Norm. Oh, good. Oh, please be stuck.
Hold on.
Please be stuck. It's stuck.
Where's
it's stuck.
The button?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's stuck.
Release me from this plastic threshold. Okay, I'm back. That song is kind of like, it's kind of like Oh Brother. It's like there's no true chorus. The only thing that he repeats is Mr. Jones and me, but the whole song is just a story. Then there's nothing. There's no like traditional chorus or verse or whatever.
It's so just is
like,
that a knock on Mr. Jones or a knock on Oh Brother?
No,
I'm confused.
I mean, I like my song.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently. But I was confused there. I was like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. It's just hard for me to remember songs like that, Mr. Jones, than it is for me to be like, oh yeah, here's the chorus. And then, you know, you sing the repeat or the refrain.
Just admit it's the pineapple here.
It is.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
I know.
It's kind of like, what's his name? The Weeknd, where he just looks like he, you know, woke up 5 minutes ago, didn't care.
Wow. Must have looked into some blinding lights. Anyway.
Oh, you shut it down.
I know. Jeez, oh, Bacon.
What did you do?
He's got the volume all the way down anyway.
That's fine.
It's so you can't reach across the room down. Like you did that.
Yeah. I'll turn it up so it's nice and loud in your ears.
There you go. Right, well, he's covered by a helmet. He's the one complaining about can't hear it.
All right.
I might put this on
later, but I do like hearing you guys in the headphones, so I'm gonna switch gears. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fine.
After these messages.
This is Podcast Envy.
I'm in.
All right, welcome back.
Hey, what's up, Stormtrooper?
I'm in.
All right.
Like McLovin.
Well, we have a special guest with us here today. She performs with a band called The Galaxy.
Ooh.
And she'll be playing at a place near you very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelly Starr. Welcome to the program. Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
We are excited to be here, that you're here for many reasons, but one also is that you're a fan of the podcast and you've listened to every episode. We've talked for a few minutes already and you've made references to the podcast like two or three times. So that's awesome. We really appreciate
I'm not all the way caught up, but I am almost all the way caught up.
Okay.
She knows enough to be dangerous.
I know enough to know what the vibe is.
Yes.
She's informed.
Yes.
So I guess we'll start at the beginning. Where do you come from? What's your origin story?
I'm so glad you asked. So I was born on planet Glam. Mm-hmm. I was out one day in my spaceship cruising around, and unfortunately I got sucked into a black hole vortex and deposited into this galaxy, the Milky Way. My spaceship crash landed on Earth, and I've been stuck here ever since. But while I'm here, I'm bringing music, dance, and glam to the people.
Nice.
Are you having a good time here so far?
I'm having a blast so far. That's Earthlings great. Are great. You guys are a ton of fun.
So what kind of dance and music are you bringing to us?
So on my planet, we are big fans of Lady Gaga has visited us once before. ABBA has visited us, you know, a couple times back in the day. So that's really like trickled into my style, which is like pop rock, glam. The type of dancing we do kind of goes along with the type of music we have, which, you know, leans anywhere from pop rock to more EDM to more dance, all sorts of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, and you have dance moves that go along with these songs, which is crazy.
I do,
You've
yes.
got a whole team.
Yes. When I grew up on Planet Glam, I came from a very artistic family. My mom was a dancer all throughout her life. She danced professionally, and then she was a dance teacher. So when me and my sisters were kids, the activity that was free was we're going to go to dance classes because she teaches there. So that's our activity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all fell in love with it. I danced professionally for about 10 years. Your knees decide that lifestyle is over. And so I made the pivot back to music because me and my sisters had a band when we were younger. Mm-hmm. It was called The Share. You can look up our EP on Shelly Starr at Spotify.
Nice.
But we did music for a little while as teens and then kind of I took a break to do dance, and now I'm back, and it feels really, really good.
Okay. Now, you have others that also play instruments as part of the experience, right? So what, mm-hmm. what kind of instruments do you guys use?
So I am a vocalist. I play guitar, albeit not well, which is why I have an amazing guitarist, James Adelsberger, aka James Rocket. He is on guitar for us currently. I have a great drummer, Travis Braunfeld. He's on drums, obviously. Matt Brenner is on bass. And then my music partner, Alan Extra, who we co-created, you know, the whole kind of catalog together, mm-hmm. is on backup vocals, guitar, keys, just sort of everything else.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And then my two dancers, who I also choreograph for.
That's now, great. Some of the songs that you perform live, are they also available online? Like if we wanted to look you up?
And yeah.
We would look up Shelly Star.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're, you know, all available on all streaming. You just search up Shelly Star. It's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y mm-hmm. and then Star, just spelled like Star. Yeah, we're on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere.
Now, did the music come with you or did you record it when you got here?
You know, I've made so much music throughout my life on Planet Glam, but this album came from me being on Earth. Mm-hmm. So this album is based off of all my experiences on Earth and also thinking back to my time on Planet Glam in a very nostalgic kind of way.
Okay, excellent.
So did these other band members, did they come from different galaxies too, or did they come from Glam, or did you meet them here?
Great question. I gathered them along the way, you know, really? Just through my travels through the cosmos.
Nice. Wow. Bunch of hitchhikers.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where do you typically play? Is it always the same place or do you find other places, you know, or various places where you perform?
So we're, our home base has been Jam and Java in Vienna. We've performed there a bunch. We performed there for our album release party back in February 4th. We were there. We had awesome bands open for us, Ari Vox and the Sad Lads and Buko Buko, which is an awesome female fronted punk band. Mm-hmm. And let's see, we were there for Battle of the Bands last summer. That was fun.
Awesome.
Stressful, but very fun. we came in second.
Well done. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Wish we came in first, but, but yeah, it was a really fun experience. It kind of helped us get ourselves together mm-hmm. like as a band because we were pretty new back then. And then, yeah, we played at Pearl Street twice, which has been really cool out in D.C.
You've done around. Some private events too, I think, right?
Private events. Yeah, we did a pool party last summer. That was really fun.
Do you have the rest of the year kind of booked up?
We have three shows coming up in the summer, which I'm really excited about. So I guess once this airs, this will be over. But we have a show coming up this weekend on Sunday at Jam and Java, mm-hmm. June 30th. And then we have another performance coming up with Revelry Media.
That's true.
Wow. Me and Revelry Alan.
Media artist sessions.
Yes, we do.
Breaking news.
I swear, I thought he was going to do the trombone.
No.
Womp, womp.
No, whatever. So tell us more about that.
But yeah, so Alan and I, we've sort of created an offshoot project of the Shelly Star and the Galaxy experience. Shelly Star and the Galaxy is, you know, the kind of big production experience with the whole band, the dancers, the big costumes and everything. But we can't always take that everywhere just based off size and, mm-hmm, you know, sure. Lots of factors, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So we have an offshoot project that we call Moon Landing, which is me and Alan. And it's we're playing all the songs acoustically and we're also playing, you know, however many hours of, you know, covers material. So we can be bookable at like restaurants type mm-hmm. gigs, bar gigs, stuff like that. Cause we just love to play and we, mm-hmm. it's nice to have another source of income for, you know, to sort of put back into the project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we actually had our first gig with Moon Landing last week at this place, Ocean Shack Bar and Grill in Arlington. And it went really well. It was really fun. We did our first ever 3-hour set, which as you guys know, is
can be a
no
lot.
Mean feat. Yeah. So that was really fun.
Very cool. So are we earning money to head back to Glam or to the next galaxy or what?
Yeah, I got to fix up my spaceship. It's expensive. Yeah. God, metal and diamonds on your planet are so expensive.
It's got to be bedazzled.
Yeah.
It's got to be bedazzled. And it's the fuel too.
Oh, man. So you need more than just the space pants that Brian's wearing right now
to
get up there.
Yes, I do. I do. God, if I can only teleport like Brian's space
like
pants are. It's too bad.
So the songs that you write, are they based on songs that you grew up listening to on Glam, or are they influenced by some of the bands and songs that you heard while on Earth?
All of the songs that I write are, you know, inspired by my experiences on Planet Glam and here, based off my favorite artists. You know, it's stuff that has happened to me, but has also happened to a lot of people that a lot of people can relate to. I love being able to dip into kind of like the general consciousness, and that's big on Planet Glam. We're big about, you know, the group consciousness there.
Okay.
So I feel like anytime you can write music that resonates with people, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try to do.
Okay. Awesome.
So is the writing collaborative, or do you bring everything to the table and everybody kind of just goes along with that?
The original idea of, you know, creating this experience, this band experience, was mine. But I'm so grateful to have met Alan Extra. We both, we really collaborate. We bounce ideas off each other. I'll come with kind of a fully formed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Song, Alan will help me edit. Alan will come to me with a song like, oh, I think this will be great. I think you'll really like this. And then we'll edit together and then kind of, you know, in the past we've brought in the musicians who will, you know, add their thoughts, and, you know, Alan plays a ton of different instruments. So sometimes Alan will, you know, create most of the backing tracks for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, you know, it's collaborative, and it comes from me as well.
That's a lot of the stuff that Tim and I used to write originally. Some of it was all him, some of it was all me, and then there's some songs that there's a really solid blend, like Apple Pie, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then some of the other ones that we hadn't done in a long time, like Karma, where I wrote a verse, he wrote a verse, and then we just had the chorus. And yeah, it's fun to work with other musicians, especially when you get each other.
Absolutely. And that's huge, because I used to be very like, I would hold on to my songs with my little claws, you know, like I didn't want, this is my song. This is my, you know, heart out on your sleeve, right. You know? Mm-hmm. So when you can find a partner like Alan to write with, that's gold. And it only elevates the product when someone who gets your vision, you can bounce ideas off each other. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't found that before, you know, 2022.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, is that when you landed, when we first met at Dudley's?
Yes, that's rooftop? True. I actually crash landed at Dudley's. That was my first day on Earth.
And you I was ran like, into Brian?
I was like, who is this guy? He's playing Johnny Cash. So cool. Wow. Yeah, that was.
So you went from there.
What year was
like,
that?
Right, I know exactly.
Whatever year it was, that's when I crash landed.
It might have been last year or the year before. Yeah. I can't remember. They all start to blend together.
Truly, truly. Yeah. Time moves a little differently on this planet for sure. Yeah. It's hard to keep track.
So for your stage shows, how do you like, can you walk me through how you develop them and how, like what they're born out of? Like where do they come from?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. So first, Alan and I work together, we make the songs. Then once we have the songs, I'm sort of imagining like, okay, what are the dancers going to do to these lyrics? And then what are they going to wear? What's everybody going to be wearing? That's very important to me too, because I feel like a lot of the times you go to these shows and it's great. You go to indie shows, for instance, everybody's in flannels, t-shirts. Great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. For the type of music I like to do, I like to have a cohesive look. So I know what I'm going to be wearing. It's going to be purple hair. It's going to be gold, silver fringe, it's going to be sequins, it's going to be glitter, and everyone else kind of has to fit that vibe as well. So I'm thinking about what people are wearing, I'm thinking about what the dancers are doing, I'm thinking about props, elements. So for instance, on Planet Glam, we have a lot of different glowing things that we always wear. So I like to incorporate that in my stage shows. We have like these glowing sunglasses that everybody wears to protect their eyes because, you know, they're not used to your sun. We also have glowing balls of light that the dancers kind of dance with to kind of mimic just the way that the atmosphere is on Planet Glam. And yeah, so I guess to answer your question, me and Alan come up with the songs, we bring them to the band, we work on them together, get them ready for live. Then once the songs are recorded, demos, whatever, I take it to the dancers, we hit the studio, we, you know, create the choreography. I tell everybody, this is what you're wearing. And then we meet at the venue and do the show. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty much it.
That is a lot. That's not pretty much it.
It's
that is
a lot. Of stuff. And it doesn't stop there. We're also creating merch. We're also creating, online experiences for people, making sure we're booking gigs, making sure we get to do the show. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a lot to do, but it's all fun work. Yeah. Like it's, you know.
It's always
some people got to work in coal mines, you know. Right. Like, this is really fun. It's like very cool work to be doing.
Yeah.
It is difficult, though. I would imagine, especially with all of those components, because your brain has to be doing this all the time, thinking about what's the next thing that we're going to do. Because you can't just do like the same thing for 10 years, right, guys?
Yeah,
you got to keep reinventing yourself. You know, in certain ways,
you don't see Gaga wearing the meat dress again.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I'm bacon.
Bacon, did you hear that?
I did hear that. I heard that.
Bacon's always trying to—he's always trying to wear the meat dress multiple times.
Yeah,
this routinely makes an appearance for our podcast.
No meat after Labor Day. It's before Labor Day, so it's safe.
Yeah, we're good. So some of us, we have to hustle to survive, to make the ends meet, to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. And not Tim, though. But
yeah, he's rich.
you now have given us a little bit more intel. So you've got the dance class. Mm-hmm. Do you have other odds and ends that you kind of, you know, dip your toe in or collect to make these to get that gas money?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Got to get that gas money. Mm-hmm.
So I am very blessed to work with some incredibly talented fellow musicians in the band Two Extra, which is a cover band that I'm a vocalist in. Okay. It's Dave Futrell's band. He's been, you know, playing in the area for honestly the past like 40 plus years. He's all over the place. And two other female vocalists. We got Psyche and Veronica Ortiz Calderon. And it's really fun. We gig every single weekend. Dave's always, you know, hustling to get us gigs. Awesome. He, you know, it's great pay, it's great vibes. Like, and I've been singing with them since like 2022 when I first crash landed here, of course.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like just from simply gigging every single weekend, my voice has gotten a lot stronger. Yeah. It's been like boot camp for my voice. So I noticed a huge difference. All of us vocalists, we talk about all the time how we're so lucky to have our job be helping us grow as artists as well. It's really exciting.
Yeah. And is that like a cover band? Originals, what?
Yeah, it's all covers. It's all covers. It's, you know, it's like, you know, restaurant bar gigs.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's really great. Yeah, we're very lucky. We all answered a Craigslist ad.
Did you really?
Yeah, isn't that how it works sometimes? Yeah. I answered the Facebook post.
Facebook? Yep, okay.
Yep. And that's how I got connected with Bacon.
Yep. Amazing. Yeah. And the rest is history. Yeah. Like, it's, you never know how it's going to happen. But yeah, people are always shocked when we're like, yep. They're like, how'd you all find each other? And we're like, well, Craigslist. Yeah.
Crash landed gigs, Craigslist.
Yeah, crash landed straight to Craigslist. Where are the gigs? Where are the cover band gigs?
So this is kind of a nerd question, so I apologize.
Please.
In advance, but is it harder to drive a spaceship or drive a car?
Oh, so much harder to drive a spaceship. There's so many more buttons and you're hovering and you got to deal with gravity. Gravity, is it there? Is it not there? Ugh.
Yeah. Have you crashed only a spaceship or have you crashed other things too?
I've crashed parties.
There you go.
I've crashed.
There you go. Podcast.
Crashing, currently crashing this podcast. God, what else have I crashed? That's about it.
Okay. Good answer. I like
couch.
That.
Yeah.
Crashed on the couch. Yeah.
Crashed on the couch. Yeah. Done that before. Crashed after the end of a long night.
I have an odd, maybe it's not too odd, question. What is your favorite movie that takes place in space?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I got a long list of examples if you need some ideas.
Oh my gosh.
Spaceballs. No.
I wish
that
I
is
could.
On the list. Should we do a top 10? Right?
Let's do it.
I wish I could say 2001 A Space Odyssey, but I absolutely hated that movie.
Did you?
I know it's a classic, but like, now, it made me so uncomfortable.
Because of the end? Too long. Yes. Yeah. That's my problem with it. I've tried to watch it like 4 times.
Oh my God. Oh. I mean, the set's incredible.
Yeah.
The score, incredible. Very, you know. Obviously, it's a classic for a reason, but yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, give me some dialogue.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's your favorite? You think?
God, read me the list. I don't know. Right. I can't think of any
others. I'm throwing out ideas. Okay.
Throwing
out
ideas. Let's hear it. Yeah, we can rank them. I like that idea.
In no particular order, but maybe, yeah, we can go in the room and tell me what you guys think. So I've got Gravity, Interstellar, the Prometheus and Alien movies. Ooh, if you like the horror, creepy.
Okay. Okay.
Ad Astra, if you like Brad Pitt.
Who doesn't? Hello.
Martian, if you like Matt Damon.
Who doesn't? Hello.
Bacon's got a type.
Yeah. Apollo 13 for a little Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks.
Yes,
he
Tom
loves
Hanks.
That one.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got some animated ones like Treasure Planet and WALL-E.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
WALL-E was good.
Fifth Element. Jupiter Ascending,
yeah.
Valerian, Star Wars, Star Trek, Rocket Man, if you like stupid comics. the Dune movies, right? I mean, they take place on the planets, but there's a lot of the
interplanetary travel. Definitely counts as space.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy,
that's
which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's
nice.
When he programs the doors to all be a reflection of his mood.
Yeah.
And so the doors open and they go... I got a few others on here, but Spaceballs, Event Horizon, which is another horror one.
That's a good one.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Love. Well, that's a very comprehensive list. I'm never going to remember all those, but what stood out to me, as a kid, I really loved Treasure Planet. I thought that was really cool. I really liked the animation from that one. WALL-E is a classic. But that's like 2 and 3. Number one for me is the Alien movies. I love Alien. Love me some Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. That cat. Ooh, I love it. I think about that movie all the time.
Yeah.
People reference that, like the alien blasting out of the chest, like all the time. I don't know why in my life people are constantly referencing that, but I am. I just love that movie. It's so iconic. I watch it every Halloween. I love it.
So does our yellow sun give you any special powers, like strength or
it
like
does.
Superman?
So have you guys seen...
subtle.
Have you guys seen Twilight?
Yes.
Y'all know Edward Cullen?
No.
Yeah, Baker
Are
Steve
you beautiful
Edward.
Under the sunlight?
When the sun touches my skin, I shine like a diamond, baby.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you think maybe you have a male cousin here somewhere?
Yeah, I do. Actually, Alan Extra is my identical cousin.
Oh, look at that. Look at me uncovering facts.
Look at that.
I'm like a minor. One who minor.
What did you minor?
A minor. Yes. Yes.
M-I-N-E-R.
You're under 18.
We're learning a lot today. My mind is blown. I might have to wear that helmet because I'm going to explode.
It's to keep out
so
the information. It's too much new information. You got to put the helmet
on.
Just block it out.
All right. So, but unlike Edward, we're going to survive this, right? Like you're not going to take us all to our graves.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I've
no.
got plans tomorrow.
Yeah.
No. You guys are fine. I ate before I came, so you guys are fine.
Oh, thank God.
Glad I made snacks.
So
I'll
in order
a
to
pretzel.
Okay. So in order to put on these experiences, right? Mm-hmm. I won't call them shows because they're more of an experience, right?
Yep.
Love that.
So in order to put these on, it takes a lot of energy. Where do you get that from?
The sun.
Yeah, Earth's sun. No, that's... the truth is, I don't know.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
I don't know.
Well, that's what's... You know,
yeah,
like,
I mean, lots of coffee, lots of... You know, I feel like when you sort of have like... So annoying to say, but like when you feel like you have like sort of like a calling like this, the energy you're going to put into this is endless.
Right.
You know, you're going to do whatever it takes to get it done. You know,
it's a passion.
It's a passion. Exactly.
And it certainly doesn't hurt when you're in front of people and they're vibing with you. Like that almost kind of rejuvenates.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The energy you're spitting out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like a great crowd to feed you that that give, you know, gives you the energy to give it right back. It's a symbiotic relationship, mm-hmm. you and the audience. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. yeah, I love performing with audiences. I feel like it's one of the purest forms of communication. When you are out there, you're giving it your all, you're putting yourself out there and people are loving it. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's like all there is, you know, that's why you do it.
I mean, you do it because it comes from you, but you mm-hmm. also do it because it's an experience that you want others to enjoy.
You want to share it. Yeah. You're like, I thought of this. I want someone to see it. I want someone to enjoy it. And when they enjoy it, I'm like, great.
Yeah. You're like, cool. That's what it's all about.
Love that.
we've definitely played some shows where the air is just stale.
Oof.
Yeah. And it's just quiet. And then, you know, sometimes Brian
had milk, you know?
No, the air is not stale in those instances.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. No, I mean, it happens. It happens. I mean, it's happened.
Yeah, but there's medication for it. I mean, come on.
Jeez. They're doing crazy stuff with milk these days. Lactate, like there's all sorts of stuff you can use.
But you don't worry about that on Glam, right?
No. Nobody's lactose intolerant on Glam because we don't have milk.
Right.
It's only taro.
There you go.
There you go.
So you might, in fact, be the most lactose intolerant.
Right.
Actually, yeah, that's so true.
You don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Put away the cheese platter.
Thank God I've been sticking with oat milk while I'm here. But yeah, no, to your point, like there's nothing worse when you're playing for, you know, a bar crowd and they're just kind of, they're tired. They kind of have had a long day. They're just not into it for whatever reason. It's like, you're looking at your watch and you're like, oh man, only like 2 minutes have gone by. What the hell? It makes it take longer. Yeah. I mean, it's still fun and it's, you know, it's, you treat it like, you know, paid rehearsals at that point.
Oh yeah.
It's not worthwhile, but it's just the mm-hmm. time moves.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
More slowly when you're performing for people who don't
aren't
care.
Digging it or they're like
they're not giving
out.
It to you. Yeah.
You're like, hey, is this thing on?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not their responsibility to give it to you every time. No. You know, it's your responsibility as artists to win them over, you know?
Yeah.
And I find that like winning over a reluctant crowd is also one of the best feelings. You're like,
sure.
You wanted to hate this? But tough. You don't.
Yep. You know what's wild?
Sorry.
Sometimes we've experienced that where, you know, people just aren't super reciprocating of the energy that we're mm-hmm. giving. Mm-hmm. And then we find out at the end that everybody that works there and everybody that was sitting at the bar or around the bar or whatever, mm-hmm. that they were loving it. Mm-hmm. They just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, and we keep, you know, getting booked at these places. And we're like, are you sure? Like,
yeah.
Are you okay?
Do you like us?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm like, you know, performing in bars the past 3 years, it's like, if you can win over the staff, that's everything, mm-hmm. you know, because the staff, they see every band that comes through and they're, you know,
they have their favorites.
They have their favorites. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, ones they like more, ones they like less. And like, if you can win over the staff, that's it. That's all. Sometimes that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, he's bobbing his head and he's behind the bar. So that's great.
But it also gives you some ideas like for the next time, like maybe, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we find that we start with different songs. We get a different reaction.
Absolutely.
Or we, you know, kind of create the set list or the experience to be something because we played a show, you know, the other night that wasn't so great. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, what could we be doing differently?
Yeah.
And then we kind of make some adjustments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with Two Extra, the cover band I sing for, we don't ever have set lists. We just kind of have like all of us singers have sort of come with our songs that we usually sing, new songs. Dave knows every single song that's ever been written. Yep. So that's
great. It's nice to know those
that's
kinds
great.
Of people.
He's so impressive with that. But yeah, and it's interesting because you can kind of, you can suss out the crowd on the go, kind of like mm-hmm. live, like some crowds I'll be like, I don't know what they like. And I'll be like, okay, let's do Girls Wanna Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper. Okay. They don't like 80s. Okay. Let's do The Weeknd. Okay. Let's do Blinding Lights. Oh, they don't really like pop either. Okay. What else? Like you're kind of, and then it's like, they'll go nuts for like Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. And I'll be like, okay, they're indie. Okay. What else do I have? It's indie. Yeah. Like,
like shit. That was the only one.
Right. I'm like, what else?
Thank God. My body. To break out the banjo.
But yeah, it's like, you never know. And then some crowds, as you guys know, you'll throw a couple of things at the wall and they're just like, they love it. And you're like, really? You like that? Like, yeah. All right. I don't know what else to play though next.
Like we can only play The Devil Went Down to Georgia so many times.
I'd listen to that song 50 times in a row. I love The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I love that song. You're looking for a soul to steal.
That's right.
There, back before we became Radio Envy, I spent a lot of time doing karaoke nights, mm-hmm. and that was one of the more popular songs. That one and Walking in Memphis. There are some songs that like have just been beaten out of me. Are there songs that mm-hmm. you guys refuse to play in either scenario just because you're like, nope, like Pineapple Head for me?
There's some songs I wish we would refuse to play.
Yeah, me too.
Sweet Caroline. News.
It's so funny. I feel like it's different for each member of the band. Like different nights will be either sassier or less sassy. Like mm-hmm. for instance, one night I asked Dave, I was like, hey, play Take Me Home Country Roads. The people will love this. We need to do something that's going to be a guaranteed like crowd pleaser. Yeah. He's like, ugh, no, I hate that one. No. And I'm like, Dave, please don't stop believing. Dave, please. We have to close.
You're like, well, it's one or the other, Dave.
Yeah. I'm like, Dave, you got to pick. And he's like, fine. I want to dance with somebody, Whitney Houston. I'm like, oh my God, that's fine. Make me sing that at the end of the set. Thank you so much.
Now, do you find that you sing for the cover songs? Do you sing more women lead singer songs or men?
That's a good question. For me, I really like the 80s ladies. Like I love like Pat Benatar. I love Cyndi Lauper. I love Whitney Houston. But I also love a lot of the contemporary kind of pop girlies. Like, I mean, Adele. I love Adele. Mm-hmm. I love... lately we don't do any of these songs in 2Xtra yet, but I love Chapel Roan. I'm like obsessed with Chapel Roan. Y'all familiar?
Mm-mm. No.
Look her up. I mean, you'll understand why I like her immediately.
Is she a newer artist or
she's
a, older
yeah,
artist?
She's sort of like blowing up lately. She just did Coachella. Okay. She just did Bonnaroo. She's her single kind of.
I know who you're talking about. She was on Wait, Don't Tell Me the other day.
Really? She was?
Yeah. And she kind of does the glam thing too. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know you're talking about.
No. She's not from Planet Glam. She's from Planet Earth. She's pretending to be from Planet Glam. She's a glam.
She's the Midwest princess. She's from like Missouri or something.
She's a fan. She's a fan of Shelley Starr and Planet Glam.
Oh my God. I'd be so honored if Chapel Roan's a fan.
You are my biggest fan.
You guys just need to connect. That's all.
God, please.
I didn't realize my computer wasn't connected to it anymore.
Oh, I heard something. What was it?
We just lost all of that. We got to start again from the top 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is your computer going to die? Does it need to be charged in 24 hours a day?
Yes. 7 days a week.
It's like mine. All my computers are so old. They're like on life support. They just got to always be plugged in.
That's my PC.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Chapel Roan.
I've heard her.
Wow.
Yeah, I love her. This song is incredibly hard to sing. There's like a meme going around that it's like, I just got voice lessons so I could sing Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan. The bridge of this is insane. Y'all got to listen to it.
Really?
It's nuts. And she does it live. I just saw her in Richmond. It was her biggest show to date, like two or 3 weeks ago. I went with my sister. And since then, she's had every single show has been bigger than that. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool. Wow. But yeah, she's an incredible live performer as well.
Wow, okay. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. I mean, that makes a difference. That's again, another reason why I'm so in awe of you and your group and everything that you do. Because it really is so cool. It just, you know what you guys need though, is you need, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do at all.
You are.
But I think you should have, and I know it's a lot on your shoulders, but there should be someone that you have more dedicated for your videography because you have such an incredible show. It to have, you know, that footage is really important.
True. Well, you know, shout out to all your listeners. If anyone wants to let me know if they're interested in helping, that'd be great.
I think the guy to your left is trying to audition for it.
Tim's like, he's throwing his space helmet in the ring.
On a space helmet. You see yourself on a screen here.
I know. I'm like, okay, equipment. You know, interesting.
I don't want to tell you what to do, but
we should talk.
So you do videography. As well, this is all your stuff.
He does everything.
This is all my stuff.
Well, okay. Wait a second. Hold on. That's his stuff. This is Bacon stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right,
interesting. You know what the problem is?
After. And I'm me.
The problem is that we run into too often is a lot of the reasons why other artist friends don't get to see each other perform live. Is why, because we're all booked on the same nights, right?
Exactly.
So, but you and I should we should talk about dates and try to figure out what you got coming up. Maybe I can help with that. We have these stickers. They say Podcast Envy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You said that you have some gear. So what kind of gear do you have and how do we get it?
Like swag?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, we have merch. We have t-shirts. They say Shelly Star and the Galaxy on them. My sister, Chrissy Siller, she went ahead and block printed all of them by hand. So she's an incredibly talented artist. She's always, you know, creating different looks. She does block printing on thrifted stuff that she's found. She designs stuff.
That's cool.
She's so talented. So yeah, I commissioned her to make a bunch of merch for our February 4th like album release show. So she made it for that. We still got a bunch left over. I've worked with this artist. Her name is Kid Tommy. She designed our Planet Glam logo, which is the stickers that I'll be bringing for you guys.
Nice.
They're holographic. So they've got the purple outline and then they have Planet Glam on them and they got the purple.
Wow.
Purple and holographic. What else do we have? We have Shelly Star Shades, which are like little heart-shaped sunglasses that have the Instagram on them.
That says Brian.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. I will wear them to every single show.
I'll bring them for you next time. Yeah. What else do we have?
Plans to kind of move into other territories? Are you going to maybe sell your outfit like, you know, at Party City or something? Like you could be one of the stars.
Get the Shelly Star look.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, outfits that I've worn once, I guess I have to get rid of because I'm always trying to
hang on
up
to
the
them.
Ante.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan always says we have to keep it for the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also have tote bags with the same Planet Glam logo on them. And you can find all of that stuff on our Instagram. Just DM us. We have all of it. We're going to bring it to the shows as well. So you can find it there.
Sweet. Perfect. Nice.
Can we do three more?
Three more questions?
Yeah. So I don't know how you guys prepare for your shows because some of the places that you perform are a little bit bigger in venue. Mm-hmm. So that means less lights, less sound engineering. But then you play some of the smaller shows. Mm-hmm. So what kind of gear do you have for those types of venues? And the big question is, what kind of car do you drive to fit all that gear in there?
She has a spaceship.
So
she's on Earth, when gravity exists and she's trying to save money on the space gas.
So I've lucked my way into a 2014 Toyota Corolla, a license plate Star Girl. Unfortunately,
it does
use fossil fuels. But anyways, yeah. So we use, we're very blessed that Dave, who runs 2Xtra, let us borrow he's got like a Bose sound stick that Alan just used for our Ocean Chat gig. And then for Shelly Star gigs, Alan has another kind of setup that he will use. But yeah, we haven't, it's sort of been Alan's setup for, you know, the Palace drag show that he produces. And I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
I just sort of get my mic and I perform for that one. But
you're like, just tell me what to do and where to be.
So for the one show we've done so far as a duo was the Bose sound stick from Dave, which was amazing. It sounded great. And then, Jam and Java, we've had Jamie Darkin has done our sound. And then one of our best friends, Sam Reese, did our sound a couple times at Jam and Java. And Pearl Street with us.
Okay.
When we went there. So we were lucky about that because it sounded great.
All right. We'll skip the other two. We'll jump into this or that.
What are the other two? No. I want to know.
You guys tell, are me so more, hot to try. Tell me more.
Yeah,
tell
like
me
does more. Tell me more.
Like, do you have a car?
I mean, I have some of the other questions.
Yeah, do it. Don't downplay it.
Then you can cut it later. Yeah.
What's your most favorite show that you've performed so far?
Ooh.
Great question.
Glad you asked it. I'm so glad you asked too.
I'm bacon.
No, I'm bacon.
So far, my favorite show I've played has had to be the album release party because I feel like I had a hand in that start to finish. I chose the two opening bands. I set up the whole costumes for everyone. You know, me and the band worked together on the songs, some of which that had never been heard until, you know, earlier that day when the album released and then later that day when we performed them on stage. Mm-hmm. All the merch was brand new. My sister Chrissy came down from Richmond. She was merch girl. Like it was just huge. I mean, we almost sold out. I was like telling everyone about it because it was like my ass on the line. I booked the place. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, it was my thing. So I was like, really put my all into it, and that was really exciting that it was a big success, and it, yeah, you know, it was really fun to do. So that was probably my favorite show to date, but like anytime I get to perform as you know the Shelly Star show, I'm happy because it's just so fun.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually do have one question before.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Sorry.
So who taught you how, I know you're from glam, but who taught you how to glam? Who taught you to do the makeup? Who taught you,
where did you get the audacity?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my question. Where does the audacity come from?
Interesting. I mean, I've always thought that if you're going to do it, you might as well do it all the way. And like, this is who I want to be. This is how I want to look. And I, you know, looked up how to do it. Alan's had a lot of very helpful tips that, you know, I'm starting to incorporate with the makeup and everything and, you know, the hair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's one of those things that is another art form that I'm trying to kind of dip my toe in and become better and better at, because the way you present yourself in this sort of atmosphere is very important. And it's like, you know, I want to have the look mesh with everything else. Mm-hmm. It's all got to be cohesive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I'm not going to have, you know, the singing be up here and the look be down there. Right. I'm not going to have like, you know, my outfit be great and then everybody else be in whatever, you know, it's all got to be right.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to do it up 100% all the time.
Yeah. If you're going for it, go for it. Yeah. Like,
What I noticed with some of our shows is, and part of the reason why we started getting booked, I think, this is my personal opinion, for private events and stuff, is that I started investing in lighting.
Yes.
Yeah. Lighting has been integral to some of the places that we play, they stuff us in a corner
dark.
Where there's no lighting.
Dark.
And so people hear the music and they know where it's coming from, but then they're thinking, just like, whatever.
I would have thought it was the percussion, not the lighting, but anyway.
I mean, I'm with Tim.
His head's going to get big, but he's at his house, so he doesn't have to fit through
the
door.
No doorways in my future.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't even fit this on your head.
No, but that's a big part of it. I mean,
it's the atmosphere that you create. And that's why I'm still so in awe about the choreography, the attention to detail, everything that you do with your shows.
Thank really you so much. Impressive. I will say we've so far for lighting, we have one tabletop disco ball that when you flick the on switch, it spins. There's little tiny lights that go on it.
That's a good start.
That's all we got so far, but it's more than I've seen some other bands do.
That's true.
So
yeah.
That's something.
You just got to now hire somebody with a flashlight
to stare
at the disco ball. Brilliant. Did you have fun tonight with us?
I had so much fun. I've been looking forward to this for so long. I'm so glad we finally got to do it. This was a blast. Right. You guys are all so fun.
One more cheers.
Yes, one more cheers.
Cheers.
You ready?
Cheers. Yes.
And take us home.
This podcast was produced by Bacon Wave Podcast Production in association with Revelry Media Productions. Michael Bacon engineered this podcast. Video provided by Brian Johnson. snackies provided by Timmy C himself. That's right. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and even your family or anybody, I guess, please. To get in touch with us, send us feedback at feedback@podcastnv.com. Follow us on Instagram at podcastrnv and on TikTok at podcast.nv. Visit our website at podcastnv.com. We'll see you soon, baby.
Remember, listeners, part 2 comes out next Monday, August 26th.